إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put blessings in our times and to aid us and help us and assist us to use our times wisely in a manner that will bring us benefits in this life, and yet we will see the fruits and the great reward of that which we put forward for ourselves in Yawm al-Qiyamah when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اليوم الأحد خامس رمضان. Today is the 5th of Ramadan. Sunday, the 5th of Ramadan of the year 1434 of the Hijrah. محاضرة اليوم بعنوان رمضان شهر التقوى. The lectures of today, inshallah, it should serve as a reminder for myself and for all of you, Ramadan is the month of taqwa, month of piety. إن الله تبارك وتعالى الرحمن الرحيم أوصى عباده بتقواه التي بها يحصلون السعادة في هذه الحياة الدنيا، ويوم يقوم الأشهاد وينالون رضاه والفوز بدار كرامته والسلامة من ناره وعذابه. Indeed, Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, has advised and enjoined upon His servants to fear Him, to fulfill the taqwa for Allah. And Allah commands us with that which is good. Remember, Allah always commands us with that which is good for us and beneficial for us. We remind you once again, as Al-Imam Al-Mujaddid, Shaykh Al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, he says in his book, Al-Thalathati Usul, وَأَعْظَمُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ التَّوْحِيدِ. Allah commands us with many things that are beneficial for us, because Allah is merciful, He wants good for us. But the greatest of all commands is Tawheed, Islamic monotheism. That all of our acts of worship, we should perform them sincerely for Allah, for no other person, no other reason, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the great commands of Allah is taqwa, that He has commanded His servants to have taqwa. Why? Because taqwa guarantees happiness in this life, and also happiness in the day when a people will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is guaranteed for the pious al-muttaqoon by the text from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that these people, regardless what color they are upon, what country they come from, what citizenship, these people, they will earn the pleasure of Allah and they will be the successful. And Allah will allow them to dwell and live forever in the best place, paradise. جَعَلِ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ مِنْهُمْ. May Allah make me and you from them. Amen. Likewise, Allah saves the muttaqoon. Those who fulfill the taqwa, Allah saves them from the punishment and the torment of the hellfire. وَالتَّقْوَى عِبَادَ اللَّهِ أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةُ وَالْأَخَوَاتُ وَصِيَّتُهُ سُبْحَانَهُ لِلْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. قال تعالى في سورة النساء ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله. تقوى. It is what Allah has enjoined upon the first and the latter generations from His creation سبحانه وتعالى. In سورة النساء verse 131, Indeed, we have enjoined upon those who received the book before you and yourselves that you have taqwa of Allah. That you have taqwa of Allah, which usually is translated to fear Allah, but that's not, that translation doesn't give this term all what it needs. That's not fear Allah, no. That's why we're going to bring, alhamdulillah, statements of the ulama, of our scholars, that help us to understand what's, when we hear ittaqullah, ittaqillah, it's not always fear Allah. It means more than that. وقد شرع سبحانه لعباده صيام شهر رمضان المبارك لتحقيق تقواه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated for His servants the fasting in the month of Ramadan, because fasting helps you to achieve the taqwa. Yes, Ramadan, especially Ramadan, it helps us to achieve the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى في سورة البقرة يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was upon those who came before you. Why? What is the reason? To learn taqwa. The ulama, they says Allah didn't say لعلكم تجوعون وتعطشون وتتعذبون. Allah didn't say fasting is prescribed upon you so that you may feel the pain of hunger and thirst. No. Taqwa. That's the main purpose behind fasting. Not to lose weight or this or that. To save food. Allah غنيٌ عن العالمين. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله يعني بالصوم لأن الصوم وصلة إلى التقوى لما فيه من قهر النفس وكسر الشهوات. He says fasting in general and especially in the month of Ramadan leads to taqwa. Connect you. SubhanAllah. That's all you need, a connection. And we give you an example. You're trying to download something or benefit from the internet, but there is no connection. You're stuck. You need to be connected. If you lose the connection, what do you do? No work. Likewise, fasting is a strong connection with the taqwa. It leads to the taqwa. Why? The Shaykh, he says, because when you fast, you subdue yourself. You have control over your desires while you're fasting. فَمَا شُرِعَ صِيَامُ هَذَا الشَّهْرِ الْكَرِيمِ إِلَّا لِتَحْقِيقِ التَّقْوَى. Shaykh, he says, actually this fasting in this blessed month of Ramadan was legislated for this great purpose, to fulfill the taqwa of Allah. بَلْ إِنَّهُ مِنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يُعِينُ عَلَى تَحْقِيقِهَا. Says, rather, fasting is considered from the greatest of all means that help us to achieve the taqwa of Allah, that is very important for us. قَالَ ابْنُ الْقَيِّمْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ. Shaykh al-Islam ابن القيم رحمه الله وللصوم تأثير عجيب في حفظ الجوارح الظاهرة والقوى الباطنة وحميتها عن التخليط الجالب لها المواد الفاسدة التي إذا استولت عليها أفسدتها واستفراغ المواد الرديئة المانعة لها من صحتها. فالصوم يحفظ على القلب والجوارح صحتها ويعيد إليها ما استلبته منها أيدي الشهوات فهو من أكبر العون على التقوى كما قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. انتهى كلامه رحمه الله. I just read in Arabic the text of Ibn al-Qayyim, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me tawfiq to give you the proper translation. It's not easy to translate the statements of Ibn al-Qayyim. He's high, he has his Arabic, he's on a high level. Very, very high level. But what I understood from his statements in a summary, he's talking about that fasting has amazing effect on you, especially in preserving your limbs, the apparent limbs, like the hands, the eyes, the tongue, the ears, the private parts, the feet, and also have an effect on the strength that you have inside of you. Because you have to have strength. If you don't have strength and you're weak, that is it. You gotta have that strength. He says, how this is achieved? Because fasting separates the evil that comes to the body and rejects it. It's like a filter. Fasting like a filter, it filters all the evil things that we eat and we be doing when we're not fasting. Fasting filters all that. So it rejects the evil and keeps the good. So therefore it preserves your limbs and strengthens your hearts. And fasting, he says, subhanAllah, this is very, very important to remember. He says, fasting gives to your nafs that which the desires take away from it. SubhanAllah. And that's true. Because when you fast, you give up desires. He said, so fasting restores in your nafs that which the desires and the shahawat has already taken away from. He says, so therefore it is considered from the greatest means that help you to stay upon taqwa. No wonder you see people when they fast, they read more Quran, they come early to the masjid, they nice, they smile, they do good, they give charity, because the fasting brings back and restore in the heart and in the soul that which the desires take away from it. And then he mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah we just mentioned earlier, ayah 183. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those who came before you, that you may be pious. وقال العلام العلامة الشيخ عبد الرحمن بن سعدي رحمه الله في تفسيره لقوله لعلكم تتقون. The Sheikh mentioned now the statements of العلامة, the great Sheikh عبد الرحمن بن سعدي رحمه الله, one of the main teachers of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen and Sheikh Abdullah Al-Aqil rahimahullah, Sheikh Abdullah Al-Bassam, amongst many others. This great Sheikh Allama, Sheikh Abdul Rahman Ibn Sa'di rahimahullah, he has one of the best tafsir. As related to the statement of Allah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may be pious. قَلْ فَإِنَّ السِّيَامَ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ أَسْبَابِ التَّقْوَى لِأَنَّ فِيهِ امْتِثَالَ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَاجْتِنَابَ نَهِيهِ. He says, because fasting is considered from the greatest means that help you to achieve the taqwa and piety. Why? Because when you fast, you adhere to the commands of Allah and you stay away from the prohibitions. And that's what taqwa is. The ulama, when they explain the taqwa, they say taqwa is to act. At-taqwa hiya an ta'mala bima awamir Allah wa tajtaniba nawahi. على الوجه الذي شرعه الله كما قال الشيخ ابن عثيمين. Because from the definitions of taqwa, one of them is the definition of Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen رحمه الله, that you will find it in many of his books and his statements and classes. Taqwa is that you act upon Allah. If somebody wants to know he's upon taqwa, it's not by the way a person look or pretend or claim. No, it's simple. From those that Allah make it simple for them, and may Allah make me and you from them. Ameen. Taqwa is that you act upon Allah, upon the commands of Allah, and you stay away from the prohibitions as legislated by Allah, not as some everybody come up with his own way to obey Allah. So Sheikh Ibn Sa'di says, because fasting, when you fast, you comply with the commands of Allah and you stay away from what Allah tell you to stay away from. فَمِمَّا اشْتَمَلَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ التَّقْوَى. And now Shaykh bin Sa'di, he says, he mentioned examples of the things that manifest the taqwa in fasting. How this taqwa is manifested in fasting. Number one, أَنَّ السَّائِمَ يَتْرُكُ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ وَالْجِمَاعِ وَنَحْوِهَا الَّتِي تَمِيلُ إِلَيْهَا نَفْسُهُ مُتَقَرِّبًا بِذَلِكَ إِلَى اللَّهِ رَاجِيًا بِتَرْكِهَا ثَوَابَهُ فَهَذَا مِنَ التَّقْوَى. He says that the fasting person, that's what makes a person fasting. When he stays away from what Allah has made forbidden. for him at that moment while he or she is fasting, such as food and drink, intercourse, and the like of that which break the fast, from the things that his nafs is inclined to. The nafs is inclined to eat and to drink. But why this fasting person is doing it? That's when the taqwa comes to play. Do we need to get closer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hoping for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, that person can eat, it's okay. A person can go home and eat and come and say, oh, masallahu day, ya subhanallah. He just ate home and drink. Okay, but then he come in front of the people. Hard day today, it's a long day, akhi, la ilaha. And people will say, oh, just be patient, akhi. Nobody can say to him, akhi, you just ate. They're insane. But Allah saw that person. So see, this person, he lived it for Allah, not for the people. He lived that food and drink that he desires for the sake of Allah. So this is from taqwa. ثانيا ومنها أن الصائم يدرب نفسه على مراقبة الله تعالى. Allahu Akbar. He says one of the great benefits of fasting, and it is connected to taqwa, that while fasting, that's supposed to be, we take it as an exercise. We train ourselves to be mindful of the muraqabah of Allah, that Allah is the all watching over us. فيترك ما تهوى نفسه مع قدرته عليه لعلمه بالطلاع الله عليه. The Shaykh says, while you're fasting, you stay away from things that is halal, permissible for you. Food and drink, breakfast, lunch, snacks, intercourse for those who are married, which is permissible. But why this person leave this stuff alone? He's able, the Shaykh says, مع قدرته عليه. The Shaykh said, that person is able to eat. Like I said, he can go his home, eat what he wants, mashallah. Nobody still saw him, right? Yeah, he thinks nobody saw him. Allah sees all things. He worry about the people? No, he worry about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? But why this person, he's able to eat, to drink, to fulfill his desires, but he leave it? Why? Because he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all watcher over him. And Allah knows everything. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. The blinking of the eye, Allah knows it. You blink, Allah knows it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows what's in the breasts and what's in the hearts. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الصِّيَامَ يُضَيِّقُ مَجَارِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يَجْرِي مِنْ ابْنِ آدَمَ مَجْرَ الدَّمِ فَبِالصِّيَامِ يَضْعُفُ نُفُوذُهُ وَتَقِلُّ مِنْهُ الْمَعَاصِي. Likewise, from the many benefits of fasting, and which have a strong connection with taqwa, that fasting shrink the passages of the shaitan through the human body. Why? Because we know and we learned before that the shaitan, from the hadith of Rasulullah, that the shaitan runs from the human body as the blood runs through the veins. But when a person is fasting and knows the reasons of fasting, the hikmah, the wisdom, that will weaken the work of the shaitan, will weaken the nafs. That's why the one who's really fasting knows the hikmah, doesn't fall into sins, or even if he fall, it's not like when he's not fasting. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الصَّائِمَ فِي الْغَالِبِ تَكْثُرُ طَاعَتُهُ وَالطَّاعَاتُ مِنْ خِسَالِ التَّقْوَى. From the many benefits of fasting as well, he says that usually, the Shaykh says, usually al-ghalib, usually the fasting person does a lot of actions of worship and obedience. Now, usually when a person is fasting, increase from performing actions of obedience to Allah. And obedience is from the characteristics of taqwa. To be obedient, that's from the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الْغَنِيِّ إِذَا ذَاقَ أَلَمَ الْجُوعِ أَوْجَبَ لَهُ ذَلِكَ مُوَاسَاتَ الْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُعْدَمِينَ وَهَذَا مِنْ خِسَالِ التَّقْوَى. The last benefit the Shaykh mentioned, Shaykh bin Sa'di rahimahullah, that the rich person, no. When we say al-ghani, it's not someone who has many millions and billions. Person who has, alhamdulillah, he's comfortable in his life. Person who is comfortable, mashallah, and especially the rich person, when they fast, because fasting is upon everybody. The poor fast, it's not they fast because they can't find nothing to eat, no breakfast, no lunch. No, they fast because it's an obligation. The rich, they fast, and they should fast. If they don't fast, that's a problem. If any rich thing, look, man, he's going to give $5,000 for every day and somebody else fasts for him, this is not Hajj. Naam, if you can appoint somebody to perform Hajj on your behalf, if you're very sick, cannot make it for Hajj. Somebody who's very old, cannot travel, yes, have money, can send somebody to make Hajj with certain conditions. But that person who have money cannot tell somebody, look, I just feel like not fasting this year. It's very hot, 17 hours. Here are $5,000, fast for me, okay? Okay, well, let's say he's fasting for him. Who's going to fast for that person? Because that person still has to fast too, right? Allahu Akbar. See, it doesn't add up anyway. But here the Shaykh is saying that the ghani, the rich person, when he feels the pain of hunger and thirst, at that moment, he should think about being kind or kinder, nice or nicer, if he's already nice. Because that's what Muslims are. We have to show kindness towards the poor and the needy, and those who don't have much. Now, when he's hungry, and he's able to eat, and he's just looking at the clock, Maghrib, he can eat. But now he remembers those who are, they hungry, but they don't know what they're going to eat. So he will make a decision at that moment. I got to help those who, they go through this every day, day and night. And this is from Khisal al-Taqwa. To have this thinking and to think good about the poor and the needy and make yourself available to help them and to assist them, that's from taqwa, ya ikhwan. That's from taqwa. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله وتقوى الله وتقوى الله هي طاعته بامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه. He says now taqwa of Allah, to have this taqwa, is to obey Allah. That's what it is. To obey Allah, how? By adhering to His commands and staying away from the prohibitions. Of course, the commands, the Prophet ﷺ, he tells us, مَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. If I command you with anything, do it to the best of your abilities. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. When it comes to the commands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to adhere to them, everyone according to his ability. And we don't put ourselves through hardship. Allah doesn't need that from us. Rather, Allah has given us concessions and permissions. And Allah loves that His concessions to be taken in consideration and applied. ومعنى التقوى أن يجعل العبد بينه وبين ما يخافه وقاية. The meaning of taqwa is that a person, the servant, should put between him and between that which you're afraid of. Thing that you're afraid that may ruin you, destroy you, and harm you, you put a shield, something, a barrier between you so that he can get you, he doesn't get to you. That's taqwa. That's why people, they put the ulama, Sheikh Fawzan and others, Sheikh bin Baz, they said that's why people in the winter, what they put on, Abdullah?
Clothing.
More clothing. Why? لِيَتَّقُوا الْبَرْدِ شِفْ تَقْوَى. So they can avoid the cold. Aina? Taqwa. People, they put shoes on for same reasons. Somebody who work in have this work that he work with sharp objects, what he put on his hands?
Gloves.
Gloves. Any gloves? No, even in that time there is specific gloves for everything. Why he's putting these gloves? For just for fun? No, to protect. لِيَتَّقِي أَوْ لِيَقِي يَدَيْهِ شُفْتْ لِيَقِي يَدَيْهِ لِيَقِي يَدَيْهِ. To protect his hands from harmful objects. The constructor people who was in the construction, what they put on their heads? Helmets, right? Or what they call them?
Yeah,
helmets.
Helmet.
Yes, those helmets, right? What? Because those guys are subject to something, like a wrench fall off, they protect their heads. And likewise. Likewise, taqwa. Taqwa is that you put between you and that which you're afraid of, a barrier that will protect you from the harm. وَتَقْوَى الْعَبْدِ لِرَبِّهِ. Now, after the Shaykh mentioned this, what is taqwa that the servant has to have as related to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَنْ يَجْعَلَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَخْشَاهُ مِنْ غَضَبِهِ وَسَخَطِهِ وَعِقَابِهِ وَقَايَتَقِيهِ. الله أكبر. وَذَلِكَ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا بِفِعْلِ طَاعَتِهِ وَاجْتِنَابِ مَعْصِيَتِهِ. How a person fulfilled the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How? When that servant, who it's you and me, because this lecture is for us, it's not for entertainment, that we put between us and that which we're afraid of. What we're afraid of? Ghadab Allah, the anger of Allah. Is anybody here safe from the anger of Allah? Or are we afraid? Yes, we're so very afraid of the anger of Allah, the wrath of Allah, the punishment of Allah. So what are we going to do now? We put a protection, a shield. Is it wearing more clothing?
No.
No. Is it having more power? More money?
No.
What is that we're supposed to have to protect us from the anger of Allah, the wrath of Allah, the punishment of Allah, the torment of Allah? Can be nothing else but acting upon obedience to Allah and staying away from disobedience. That's it. Can be no family. Some people, they look at it another way. Oh, he's a big family. More money. No, can't help you. Obedience, that taqwa, that shield, is when we act upon obedience to Allah, yeah, and we stay away, yeah, from disobedience. قال الشيخ حفظه الله والله عز وجل تارة يأمر بتقواه فهو الذي يخشى ويرجى وكل خير يحصل للعباد فهو منه سبحانه وتعالى. Now when you look at the text of the Quran, you will find that in some places, in some verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to fear Him. And indeed, you got to keep in mind that Allah, He is alone that you turn to and seek refuge with. He's the one that you're afraid of. And He's the one that all good come from Him alone. Anything, any good that is happening to the people, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَارَةً يَأْمُرُ بِاتِّقَاءِ النَّارِ أَلَّتِي هِيَ مَآلُ مَنْ خَالَفَ تَقْوَاهُ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. Sometimes Allah will tell us, He command us with taqwa, and sometimes Allah command us to avoid the fire. Why? Because the fire is the abode of those who oppose taqwa, and they follow their desires. If they are not upon taqwa, they are upon the desires. Because taqwa, you remember, is to act upon the commands of Allah, not what your country is upon, what you try, what this madhab on, even if that madhab clearly go against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No. Now we adhere to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated in His book, in the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when we apply it the way the companions applied it, because they are the best of this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 24, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. So have the taqwa of the fire. Meaning, avoid, ya akhi, protect yourself. Protect yourself from the fire, that its fuel is what? Man and stone. May Allah protect us and you from it. وَكَقَوْلِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ التَّحْرِيمِ verse number 6. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. Oh, you who believe, protect yourselves and your families from a fire that its fuel is man and stone. وتارة يأمر باتقاء يوم القيامة يوم الحساب والجزاء والسعادة أو الشقاء اليوم الذي ينال فيه المتقون ثوابهم والمجرمون المخالفون للتقوى عذابهم وعقابهم. So when you, as we, alhamdulillah, when we read the Quran, we pay attention, especially as it relates to the implementation of what we're talking about here today. The Shaykh, he said, sometimes you see in some verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to fear the day of judgment. Sometimes Allah said to fear Him, to fear the fire, to fear the day of judgment, the day of accounting, of retributions, the day when a group of people will be joyful and happy, may Allah make me and you from them, ameen. And other group will be wicked and wretched and destroyed, wal'iyadu billah. The day, Allah command us to fear this day, to prepare for it, in which this day, the day of judgment, the muttaqun, the pious, will receive the great reward from Allah, the everlasting entertainment that Allah has prepared for them, gardens of paradise. And in the same day that we're supposed to fear and prepare ourselves for, and to have this wiqaya, the wicked and the rebellious and the criminals and the disobedience, those who disobey this principle of taqwa, will receive the torment. Adlan min Allah, or justice from Allah. Because Allah doesn't oppress anybody, anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 281, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا شوف, يوم القيامة وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And be afraid, have this taqwa, prepare yourself by doing good and staying away from evil. And be afraid of the day when you shall be brought to Allah. Then every person shall be paid what he or she earned, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly. Nobody will be wronged. وكان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يوصي أصحابه بتقوى الله. وإذا أرسل صلى الله عليه وسلم سرية يوصي أميرها في خاصة نفسه بتقوى الله وبمن معه خيرا. The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, our beloved messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, used to advise his companions and enjoin upon them the taqwa of Allah. Every sermon, khutbah, يَرَيْنَا مَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. He reminds us of this taqwa of Allah. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to send an expedition, he used to advise the amir of it, the leader that he has appointed on them. He used to advise him to fear Allah himself, and then to fear Allah as related to the people under his authority, and to deal with them with kindness and to be with them in good. وَلَمَّا خَطَبَ يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ فِي حَجَّةِ الْوَدَاعِ أَوْسَى النَّاسَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ لِحَاجَةِ النَّاسِ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْوَصِيَّةِ وَلِعَظِيمِ أَهَمِّيَتِهَا وَفَائِدَتِهَا. He says, in the farewell, also in the farewell pilgrimage, because the Prophet ﷺ made one hajj, by the way, حَجَّةَ الْوَدَاعِ. In يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ, the Prophet ﷺ gave a sermon on the day of the Eid. And that's from that which the Prophet ﷺ advised the people on that day, taqwa of Allah. He says, because the people are in dire need of it, of this wasiyyah. And because of its great importance and the great fruits and benefits that brings to the people. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله ولقد اعتنى السلف الصالح بتحقيق التقوى في نفوسهم وتوضيح معناها ومبناها ولم يزالوا يتواصون بها. Says the Salaf al-Salih, and when we mention the Salaf al-Salih, is the previous Muslims, the righteous Muslims and generation that preceded us. But the first that come in the first of the list, the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then those who followed him with good, at-tabi'un, at-tabi'un, and the great a'imma of the deen until our time. So as-salaf as-salih, they gave a great importance to this matter, to achieve the taqwa in their souls. And likewise, they made it clear for us, so we know what it is, taqwa. What does it stand on, this taqwa? What it stands on? And they continued, the Salaf, to advise one another to have taqwa of Allah. Qala ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, one of the great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was amongst the youth in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our youth, they should learn a lot from his example and his biography. And they should emulate his character and example and adorn themselves with that which he was upon. This great companion amongst many others, among the youth, such as Abdullah ibn Umar, wa Jabir wa Anas, wa Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Aisha radiallahu anha, Hafsa, Aynam. Our young girls should have a good example in Aisha radiallahu anha and Hafsa and other female companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum has said, Al-Muttaqoon. He's explained to us who are Al-Muttaqoon. Al-Muttaqoon is jama', is the plural of those who have taqwa of Allah. Al-Muttaqi is one person. Al-Muttaqi. المتقون is the plural جمع. قال هم الذين يحذرون من الله عقوبته في ترك ما يعرفون من الهدى ويرجون رحمته في التصديق بما جاء به. Who are the متقون? They are those who avoid the punishment of Allah. How they avoid punishment of Allah? By not leaving off and by not acting upon anything from guidance that they have knowledge of. See, that's how they protect themselves from the punishment of Allah, by acting upon what they know from guidance. Because when people know something and don't act upon it, they subject themselves to the punishment of Allah. But a person should actually protect themselves from the punishment of Allah. How? To put to application and to practice what we learn. Because knowledge mandates actions. And also, how they fulfill this taqwa? By acting upon and confirming to be true that which came to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing all this, hoping for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال الحسن البصري رحمه الله, one of the great imams of التابعين رحمهم الله, المتقون اتقوا ما حرم عليهم وأدوا ما افترض عليهم. Who are the muttaqun? And we should know these things because we want to be with these people. Not just through affiliation. No, it has to be by in reality. And may Allah help us to be amongst the muttaqun.
Amen.
Who are the muttaqun? Al-Hasan al-Basri, he says, they are those who avoid what Allah has made forbidden upon them, al-haram upon them. And they fulfill what Allah has made obligatory upon them. These are the muttaqun. وَقَالَ عُمَرُ بْنُ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ بِسِيَامِ النَّهَارِ وَلَا بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ وَالتَّخْلِيطِ فِي مَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكِ ولكن تقوى الله ترك ما حرم الله واداء ما افترض الله سبحانه وتعالى. This great imam and khalifa, he was one of the rulers, just ruler, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz رحمه الله. He said the taqwa of Allah is not just because a person fasting days and standing all nights in prayer and tahajjud. But the same person who's fasting days and reviving the nights, he's mixing. He's doing this good, but he's still falling into the haram. This is not the taqwa of Allah. Just because this person fasts Mondays and Thursdays and make tahajjud, but still this person fall into a lot of other evil. This is not taqwa of Allah. He said, rather taqwa of Allah is that when you leave off the haram and adhere to the obligations, that's the real taqwa. And if someone adds some optionals, alhamdulillah, that's even better for that person. So this is very important. For example, somebody fasting Mondays, Thursdays, every other day, tahajjud, mashallah, but then in the day he's backbiting people, slandering people, cheating, deception, borrow money and give hard time to the people who helped him, don't want to give it back, borrow property, any property, and destroy it, rent a house, destroy it. No. This is taqwa. Oh, he's fast every day. Oh, he... No. That's what the Shaykh said. Taqwa is that you act upon the commands. Or he making tahajjud when he miss fajr. He fasting Monday and Thursday, but he's watching, I don't know, on the TV. Well, he's fasting Mondays and Thursdays. No, he has to act of this taqwa. You fulfill it. You got to know what Allah has made obligatory and do it to the best of your ability. And then you stay away from the haram. وقال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه في قوله تعالى اتقوا الله حق تقاته سورة آل عمران. عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه, one of the greatest of the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he explained to us the meaning of Allah, اتقوا الله حق تقاته. We hear this all the time, especially in Fridays. You might not hear it in the messages of Al-Bida and Ikhwan Muslimin especially, because they don't mention this stuff. They just start, oh, alhamdulillah, brothers, we're here today. Now, the Prophet ﷺ used to give khutbat al-hajj. And from it, he used to recite those three verses in the Quran. Surah Ali Imran and Nisa and Al-Ahzab. And from them is this, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fulfill the taqwa of Allah as you should. The reality of taqwa. How? How are you going to do a better job fulfilling the taqwa? قال Ibn Mas'ud, أن يطاع فلا يحصى. This is very important for us. This is like for us to check our taqwa, because we say alhamdulillah, we're doing our best to fear Allah, we're doing our best to be from the muttaqun, but this knowledge helps us, give us precision. How a person know, he or she, they know with certainty, with knowledge. Because knowledge is associated with certainty. Ignorance associated with doubt. If you know, you're certain you're going to go ahead and do it. If you don't know, you're doubtful now. You're taking a back seat because you don't know. How we know really that we fear Allah as He should be feared? When we obey Him and don't disobey Him. That's number one. Who's saying this? Who's giving us this definition? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, ya Abdullah. وَيُذْكَرَ فَلَا يُنْسَى. And that Allah subhanahu... Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. وَيُذْكَرَ فَلَا يُنْسَى. And Allah is to be mentioned all time. The remembrance of Allah all time. And we should not forget about Allah. Somebody fear Allah but don't remember Allah. What taqwa is this? Now here is the taqwa. Somebody disobey Allah and don't obey Him. Oh, taqwa. No. Taqwa, you obey Allah and do not disobey Him. You mention Him much, constantly, upon your tongue, in your actions, whenever you may be. At home, at the masjid, at work, while you're driving, before you eat, while you're eating, when you finish. Constantly remembering Allah. Nothing will bother you. No text messages come to you here and switch all your life. Now you're like, oh, what did he say? What he didn't say? La la. Continue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you take care of your family while you're remembering Allah. It's okay. You go to work? But yes, while you're working, subhanAllah. You're painting, fixing that car, doing that computer job, you're in a business transaction, and you say, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. Running the vacuum, you, my dear sister in Islam, you're cooking in the kitchen, I don't know, you're loading the washer, or you, I don't know what you're doing. MashaAllah, subhanallah, astaghfirullah, na'am, taqwa. وَأَنْ يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرَ. This is the third one. And you always give thanks to Allah for his bounties and use them properly and don't disbelieve as related to this like word for word translation. Yukfar meaning people, they are not grateful to Allah's favors. It doesn't mean that they become disbelievers. No, they are not grateful. The ulama, they says, how they are not grateful? By not thanking Allah for His favors. And how they not thank Allah? Because they are not using them properly. From them, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says, if you say, oh, it's a beautiful day today, and you stop, that's not grateful. Now you got to say, Walhamdulillah. You say, it's a beautiful day, Walhamdulillah. Because it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال طلق بن حبيب رحمه الله التقوى أن تعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله ترجو ثواب الله وأن تترك معصية الله على نور من الله تخاف عقاب الله. Another definition of taqwa from طلق بن حبيب رحمه الله, he says taqwa is that you act upon obedience to Allah upon a light from Allah. The ulama, they said the light here is knowledge, upon knowledge that is taken from its proper sources, the book of Allah and the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the correct understanding of the Salaf al-Saleh. That's the light. Not somebody has flashlight but he doesn't have the batteries. Yeah? No, he has a flashlight, no batteries. Or he has the bad batteries. He's supposed to have double A, he has triple A. He ain't gonna let no light. Some people, they have hadith but they're weak, fabricated. They have mini fatawa, but from Ahlul Bid'ah wa Dalal. Now you get to get the knowledge from its proper sources. He says, so taqwa is that you act upon obedience to Allah, based upon a light from Allah, which is knowledge. Why you're doing it? For show off? No, seeking the reward of Allah. That's what you're doing it. Likewise, taqwa is that you stay away from disobeying Allah. Upon the light, knowledge too. You should know what is disobedience to Allah and avoid it. Why you're doing this? Afraid of the police? No, afraid of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولما قال رجل لعمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه اتق الله أجابه عمر بقوله لا خير فيكم إن لم تقولوها ولا خير فينا إذ لم نقبلها. الله أكبر. The Sheikh said that when he was said to Umar, One man said to Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar al-Khattab, ittaqillah, have taqwa of Allah. Umar answered that man by saying to him, there is no good in you if you don't advise us with it, and there is no good in us if we don't accept it. Now try to say to some of us, taqillah, he said to you, taqillah, what did I do? Nothing. What do you see me stealing to tell me taqillah? No, try to say somebody taqillah, he will tell you that. How many people will tell you this, those who have knowledge? Umar, this man told him, ittaqillah. He didn't say to him, I'm the ruler, you talk to me like this. He said to him, look, there is no good in you if you don't advise me with this. And there is no good in us if we don't accept this advice. Because this, why? Because this is what Allah has advised all the people. وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. We have advised those who were given the book before you and yourself to have taqwa of Allah. We have a surah in the Quran that it starts by what? Ya أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ. What surah is that? Ya أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Yes. O Prophet, have taqwa of Allah. Allahu Akbar. So when somebody, we suppose actually to advise one another with it, ittaqillah. But then those who accept it, then those who know it meanings. Those who were rejected, they don't know what it means. And they get offended. Don't get offended, akhi. This is the best, one of the best advice. Because when a person tells you, ittaqillah, ya Abdullah, he's telling you, be mindful of Allah. Be mindful of the hereafter. Be mindful of the Jannah. You want the Jannah? Work for it. You want to escape the hellfire? Stay away from the things that leads to it. That's what he means when a person says, ittaqillah. He reminds you, he's summarizing for your lectures in one statement. Ittaqillah, by acting upon. Maybe somebody see you somewhere. Maybe I'm about to do something that is not right. That brother say, ittaqillah. Now if I understand the meaning, I'm like, subhanAllah, it's time for asr. What I'm doing here? Jazahullahu khair. قال الشيخ والتقوى محلها القلب. Taqwa, its place is in the heart. روى مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في حديث طويل وفيه أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال التقوى هنا ويشير إلى صدره ثلاث مرات. إمام مسلم رحمه الله تعالى collected in his صحيح a long hadith and a part of that hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says taqwa is right here. And he pointed sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his chest 3 times. قال ابن رجب الحنبلي رحمه الله, one of the great scholars, صاحب جامع بيان العلوم والحكم, قال وإذا كان أصل التقوى في القلوب فلا يطلع أحد على حقيقتها إلا الله عز وجل. He says, since this is the case, taqwa is in the heart, so no one knows the reality of the taqwa of any person except Allah alone. Except Allah alone. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي أخرجه مسلم في صحيحه رحمه الله عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. This hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, verily Allah does not look at your images or your wealth, how do you look, or your wealth, but rather Allah look at your hearts and your actions. You're rewarded, as the ulama, when they explain briefly, there is a lengthy explanation of this hadith, but briefly, that you are not going to be rewarded or punished because the way you look or your color, whether you have more money or don't have no money. No. What's in your heart, that's what's in your wallet. Okay? And your actions. That's how we are rewarded. And this is how we subject ourselves to the punishment of Allah. The ulama, we learn from them, they say, don't say it's how you'll be punished. Now, if you're still in this life, you may steal, alhamdulillah, the doors of tawbah is open. So we learn from them to say, and you subject yourself to the punishment of Allah. But if you make tawbah, alhamdulillah, Allah accepts the tawbah from His servants. قال وحين إذن فقد يكون ابن رجب الحنبلي رحمه الله تعالى says, for these reasons, قد يكون كثير ممن له صورة حسنة أو مال أو جاه أو رياسة في الدنيا لكن قلبه خراب من التقوى. Said, based on this hadith, it may be that many people, they may have, they look beautiful, beautiful faces and images. They have a lot of money, possessions. They have good positions in the community. But their heart is empty from taqwa. Doomed. Nothing. No taqwa. They have a lot of money. Beautiful, healthy, strong positions. Big family. But no taqwa in the heart. ويكون من ليس له شيء من ذلك قلبه مملوء من التقوى فيكون أكرم عند الله عز وجل بل ذلك هو أكثر وقوعا. And then he says, you find a person have nothing, may not have a good image, doesn't look beautiful, and no money, no status in the community whatsoever, but he has one thing. That's all he counts and matters. His heart is filled with taqwa. And he's more honorable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than anyone else. وللتقوى عوائد عديدة وثمار كثيرة يجنيها المتقون في الدنيا والآخرة. Now we conclude with this as the Shaykh mentioned, that taqwa produce many fruits. There is harvest, baydu muttaqoon. Fruits in this life and in the hereafter. From the fruits in this dunya, from the fruits, now you see it, you see the impact of taqwa in your life. You didn't even die yet. منها أولا حصول العلم النافع. You see yourself attaining beneficial knowledge. That's because this is from the fruits of taqwa. Why? Because Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Have taqwa of Allah, Allah teach you. Allah give you the knowledge. Al-Baqarah 282. وَقَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الْأَنْفَالِ Verse 29. إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. If you have the taqwa of Allah, by acting upon His what He commands, stay away from the prohibitions, be obedient to Him, and don't disobey Him, Allah will give you a criterion. Furqan, you divide between that which is beneficial and that which is harmful, that which is right and that which is wrong, that which is the truth and that which is falsehood, and the like, which is sunnah versus bid'ah, tawheed versus shirk, and the like. Thaniyan, al-khuruj min al-mihan wa husul al-rizq al-tayyib lil-'abd min haythu la yahtasib. From the great fruits, along with having beneficial knowledge, is those who have taqwa, Allah make way out for them in a times of hardship. In a time of hardship. Zaid, go check all that. In the time of hardship, and Allah provide them with means they never dream of. They never dreamed of. Jazakallah. Qala ta'ala في سورة الطلاق ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. However, usually translates fear Allah, but now we know what he means, the taqwa. Whoever have the taqwa of Allah, he's obedient to Allah, she's obedient to Allah, she is obedient to Allah, and she stay away from his disobedience. Not whenever we want. No, we make it. This is our habit. This is who we are. If we do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a way out for us in every difficulty and provide us with means that we have no knowledge of, never even think of. Number three, أنهم ينالوا محبة الله ومعيته ومغفرته وبذلك يتحقق لهم الفوز والفلاح. That those who have the taqwa of Allah in this life, Allah loves them. And if Allah loves you, Abdullah, that's all you need. La ilaha illallah. Doesn't matter what people say about you. And you shouldn't even be concerned what the people say about you. لماذا? Why? لأن الله يسمع ويرى. Why you want to be concerned? What do you say? Come here, yaakh. You were there. Don't. Do what you were created for. Because Allah hears. Allah sees and hears. So what? And Allah tells us in the Quran, إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا. Indeed, Allah سبحانه وتعالى يدافع. Who knows the translation of يدافع? Grant protection, أحسن. Defend, أي نعم. That's even who says that. Defend, أي نعم. Defend. That's نعم. ما شاء الله. That's two. Indeed, Allah defends those who believe. So if Allah defend you, yes? She want to say something? I can listen to her, it's okay. Hey, we have to humble ourselves. If Allah is defending you, Ya Abdullah, so that's all you need. But the shaitan has many tricks. Want you to stop what you're doing, to start to investigate. Who said this about me? What did he say? Where he at? Now you're driving for hour now, wasting time, wasting gas, looking for somewhere. They said, oh, he's not here. Where he at? He's over there. Now, what for? Allah is protecting you. Leave that stuff alone. Allah is defending you. And that stuff brings a lot of bad in your heart anyway. The more you know, the more you get mad and... you want to free your heart from that stuff. People say something about you, say, may Allah guide them. May Allah forgive them. These are my brothers. Maybe they didn't mean it. Or maybe what they said is right about me. May Allah protect me. And I said, and keep doing what you're doing. Don't sit there and try to investigate. Also, Allah protect these people and Allah forgive them. And these are the ingredients that guarantees for people success. And they will be amongst the winners. قال الله تعالى في سورة التوبة verse 4 إن الله يحب المتقين الله أكبر جعل الله وإياكم منهم. Verily Allah loves المتقين. May Allah make us and you from them. Amen. وقال سبحانه في سورة البقرة verse 194 واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. And you should know that Allah's help and assistance and protection is for the muttaqin. It's for them. وقال عز وجل في سورة الأنفال verse 69 واتقوا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. And fear Allah, indeed Allah forgives. See, that's why he says you get the forgiveness of Allah if you have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. وقال الله تعالى واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. That's the falah. See, the Shaykh, he mentioned, he says if you have taqwa, you earn what? Mahabbat Allah and Allah protection, His forgiveness and foes, success. And he give you the ayat. Allah Akbar. That's why we need our scalps. We cannot do it on our own, man. We can read the Quran million times. And we think like we know it. But here, the ulama, they extract benefits from this. Allah says, fear Allah, that you may be from those who are successful. وَأَمَّا ثَمَرَاتُ التَّقْوَى فِي الْآخِرَةِ فَهِيَ كَثِيرًا وَعَدِيدًا مِنْهَا. As for the benefits that the muttaqun gain in the hereafter, many, but from them the Shaykh mentioned two. And we conclude with this. أَوَّلًا الْفَوْزُ بِجَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ وَحُصُولِ الرِّفْعَ لَهُمْ وَالْعَاقِبَ الْحَمِيدَ. Allahu Akbar. From the great fruits of taqwa, that those muttaqun, they will be in the gardens of paradise. Allah raised them levels. And they have the good end. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qalam, verse 34, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Verily for the muttaqun, the pious and the righteous persons, verily for the muttaqun are gardens of delight, paradise, with their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال سبحانه وتعالى في سورة البقرة والذين اتقوا فوقهم يوم القيامة. وقال تعالى في سورة الأعراف والعاقبة للمتقين. In سورة البقرة, those who have taqwa, they be above the people in يوم القيامة. Some people have taqwa, remember, they may not look that handsome and beautiful. They may have some deficiencies in their bodies. People look at them, nah, stay away from him, I can't be my friend. And on top of that, maybe they poor. And on top of that, maybe they don't come from a noble family. And people here in this dunya think they are above them. Now they can't come with us, can't ride with us in the same car, they can't sit with us in the same gathering to eat and break the iftar. But then those people think that they are above them, they're the one that's gonna be above everybody in Yawm al Qiyamah. Because of what? Taqwa of Allah. والعاقبة للمتقين. Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf verse 128, the good end is for the muttaqin. He didn't say for the Arabs and non-Arabs, the rich and the poor, black and white. No, for the muttaqin. ثانيا ومن أعظم ثمرات التقوى لقاء الله ورؤيته يوم القيامة. الله أكبر. Likewise, from the great fruits of taqwa, that you, the meeting with Allah, and you see Him on يوم القيامة. الله أكبر. You see Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. قال تعالى في سورة القمر verses 54 and 55 إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. Verily the muttaqun, the pious, the righteous people will be in the midst of gardens and rivers, paradise, in a seat of truth, paradise, near the omnipotent King Allah, the One, the All Blessed, the Most High, the Owner of Majesty and Honor, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. فنسأل الكريم رب العرش العظيم ونحن في هذا الموسم العظيم والشهر الكريم أن يزين قلوبنا بزينة التقوى وأن يجعلها لنا زادا في هذه الدنيا ويوم نلقاه. Then the Shaykh conclude by saying, we ask Allah, Al-Kareem, the Lord of the Magnificent Throne, and especially within still in this blessed month of a noble month of Ramadan, we ask Allah to purify our hearts with taqwa, with the best adornment of taqwa. And may Allah make the taqwa our provisions in this life until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.